Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something really substantial, a strategic roadmap from Rob Hill over at Lynx IT Solutions. It's aimed squarely at reshaping how marketing and commerce teams get things done.
Yeah, this isn't just some internal note. It's a whole methodology, really.
Mm-hmm.
The source material lays out a plan for brand owners, for digital leaders, on how to fundamentally tackle content creation, distribution, all of it.
Mm-hmm.
In today's, well, very demanding digital world.
And our goal here, which is frankly vital for anyone listening who's in e-commerce, is to unpack that strategy.
Yeah.
You want to understand the practical bits, the tools, the processes, the mindset shifts, really, that let professionals like you keep up with this just relentless demand for digital content.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and this is the kicker, isn't it? Dealing with tighter budgets and, you know, fewer people on the ground.
It's the struggle, isn't it, for modern marketing. The source material absolutely confirms this. The demand for content is just, it's outstripping capacity, both in terms of teams and money.
Mm.
But we're moving beyond just stating the problem here. This Lynx roadmap, it's very much focused on the solutions. And they build it on three core things: technology, optimizing processes, and importantly, rethinking how human creativity fits in.
Okay, let's start with that core problem, the digital content challenge, as they call it. If you're a marketing manager listening, this is that constant pressure, right? You need more content, you need it faster, and somehow it has to be cheaper.
Exactly. Without dropping the ball on quality that actually makes your brand stand out.
Right.
So the audience for this, naturally, they're looking for efficiencies. We're talking marketing pros, brand owners, the folks managing digital content. They need real practical ways to streamline how they work and get more bang for their buck, content-wise, especially when, you know, competitors might be pumping out hundreds of new pieces every week.
And a key insight right from the start of the source material seems to be that this isn't just about finding one more talented person. It's structural.
Mm-hmm. You can't just hire your way out of this one. You have to integrate those three pieces we mentioned: technology for the scale, process optimization for the speed.
And then your human teams get freed up.
Freed up to focus on what humans do best. The creative edge, the differentiation. That's the idea.
Okay.
So if we look at scaling first, the technology part, that's really where things get tangible. If you can't scale up production effectively, you're just not going to keep up.
And the roadmap puts Markhamware forward as this sort of central engine for this scaling. But what does it actually do for someone listening? What's the function?
Okay, so Markhamware is described as an online marketing platform. But its really critical function, the thing it enables,
mm-hmm.
is managing global brand assets while still allowing for local teams to tweak them.
Ah, okay.
Think of it like this. Your central creative team makes a core campaign banner, right? Markhamware lets the team in, say, France and the team in Brazil, take that core asset and adapt it. They can change the pricing, translate the text, maybe swap in a local image.
But within limits, like brand-approved limits.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Within pre-approved guardrails. So you get efficiency and you manage the risk. It tackles that classic global-local problem that big brands always wrestle with.
Yeah, ensuring you're consistent everywhere but still relevant locally, that's a tough balance.
It really is. Because without that kind of controlled system, you either get bland, one-size-fits-all content that nobody connects with locally.
Or total chaos,
yeah. Local teams doing their own thing, the brand gets diluted. Markhamware standardizes the process, which lets the local teams focus their energy on understanding their market, not recreating basic assets.
Okay, that helps with the big campaign consistency, but what about just the sheer daily grind, all the little assets marketing needs all the time? That's where they talk about democratizing content creation, right? With the tool called Banner Builder.
Right, Banner Builder and this idea of template-driven design, that's the answer to the internal bottleneck problem. You know how it is, right? Simple requests pile up.
Oh yeah, resizing a banner for social, changing a button.
Exactly. Those things end up in a long queue for the specialist design team, slowing everything down.
But hang on, if you democratize it, don't you risk, well, stuff looking terrible, if you let the marketing coordinator or maybe an intern start making assets? Isn't there a quality risk? That's what makes managers nervous.
That's the understandable friction point, yeah.
Yeah.
And the roadmap addresses it head on. The whole point of Banner Builder is enabling non-designers, yes, but only within very specific, pre-approved, lockdown templates.
Ah, so the control is built into the template.
Precisely. The governance is baked in. The designer's role changes. Instead of making 100 tiny tweaks, they design maybe 10 really smart, flexible master templates. It slashes waiting times, cuts down review cycles, and keeps the quality high.
Okay, this is where it gets really interesting now, because you can't talk scaling content today without talking about AI. The source material positions generative AI not as like a replacement, but something to supercharge production.
Absolutely. So if Banner Builder standardizes the look and layout, AI can help speed up generating the words and maybe even image options within those approved frameworks.
Right.
The strategic play here, according to the source, is using AI to get creative options faster, but without breaking brand rules or sounding off-brand.
So maybe instead of copywriter staring at a blank page for that first draft.
Or designer hunting for 10 versions of a product shot.
AI gives you a solid starting point, like 80% of the way there, already on brand.
Exactly. A competent first draft. Then the human team comes in to refine it, add that unique spark, that strategic differentiation.
Okay.
The aim is to shift humans away from the, frankly, drudgery of generating mediocre first drafts and onto higher value work strategy, final polish, real creative thinking. The source is quite clear, though. AI integration needs to be practical. You have to show marketers how to use these AI assets within their existing ways of working. The tech serves a brand, not the other way around. And ethical considerations are definitely mentioned as needing attention.
So we've got the tech stack shaping up, Markhamware, Banner Builder, AI. But as anyone who's worked on this stuff knows, none of it works well without good data underneath. You can't power these systems without a solid data foundation.
Ah, yes. And we really need to pause on this because the source material spends quite a bit of time on the critical role of high-quality, timely data, especially in e-commerce. Bad data isn't just messy. It actually costs money, a lot of money, and it frustrates customers.
What does that look like from the customer's end when the data's weak?
Well, think about your product information management system, your PI. If that data pricing, stock levels, descriptions, if it's out of date, you're not just being inefficient, you're actively pushing out errors.
So your website search doesn't work properly.
Right. Or customers can't find the thing they want. Or even worse, they order something based on an old description or price, then they get it. It's wrong.
And then they return it, which costs more money.
Exactly. Customer experience tanks, returns go up. It's a direct hit to the bottom line.
So that data layer, it basically underpins the success of all the tech we just talked about. Your AI can't write good copy if the product facts are wrong. Your Banner Builder ad will show the wrong price if the data feed is slow.
It connects everything. The roadmap insists on tightly integrating data pipelines with the marketing workflows. Good, timely data isn't just an IT issue. It's fundamental to marketing optimization working at all. It helps AI search work better, helps people find products, and yeah, boosts conversion rates. You really have to treat data like a core marketing asset.
Okay, so beyond the data and the tools, the roadmap also seems, well, obsessed with process and consistency, which makes sense if you're trying to pump out huge volumes across different countries. You can't let speed kill the quality.
Mm-hmm. This gets us into governance and what they call modular control. The big goal is to lock down that brand consistency, that quality, no matter where it shows up, web, social, email, different countries, even when you're producing loads of content. The best practices mentioned are using those tight templates we discussed, but also having proper governance tools and automation specifically built to maintain quality at scale.
And Markhamware itself has specific parts, modules, designed to help with this complexity. The roadmap calls out a couple as being key for optimizing processes.
Yeah, these modules are designed to smooth out specific workflow headaches. First, there's the Product Control Center. Now, this isn't just a simple database. It acts like a central PM system, basically, for all your product content. It makes sure every team, whether they're working on the website, a print catalog, or feeding into a Banner Builder template, is pulling the same accurate, approved product details from one single source.
That sounds like it would eliminate a ton of errors.
Yeah.
Like showing an old price in an ad that's running everywhere. Very costly mistake.
Very costly and, frankly, embarrassing. It cuts redundancy in those kinds of mistakes. The second module they highlight is copy rate. Think of this as like a managed system for automating copy.
Automating copy? How does that work?
It's about managing and generating variations of text quickly. So imagine wanting to run 50 different A-B tests on a product description almost instantly. Or maybe you need to adapt your messaging for a flash sale across 10 channels right now. Copy rate is designed to give teams that kind of speed and agility with text. Super important in fast-moving e-commerce.
So we've covered tech, tools, data. But a huge piece is always getting the teams to work together smoothly. The roadmap apparently has a whole section, looks like episode 9 in their plan, about optimizing the whole production process. What's the gist of that for someone trying to organize their team's workflow?
Right. The goal there, according to the source, is really looking end to end across marketing, e-commerce, and the creative teams. It's not just about dropping in new software. It's about actually refining the way people work together, finding those manual steps that could be automated, smoothing out handoffs between teams, basically tackling the bottlenecks that always seem to slow things down when different departments have to collaborate.
Sounds like a pretty fundamental overhaul. Needs everyone on board.
It absolutely does. It's about breaking down those old silos, you know, where marketing dreams up a brilliant campaign, but then e-commerce struggles to build it because the tech specs aren't right, or the product data is missing or wrong.
Yeah, I've seen that movie.
We all have. The process optimization they outline is about creating a much smoother flow from the initial creative idea all the way to the customer actually buying something. Frictionless is the goal.
Okay, one last piece. The source material mentions the philosophy Lynx IT Solutions brings. It's framed as more of a partnership, not just selling software off the shelf.
Yeah, and that distinction seems really important in their view, because if you're moving as fast as e-commerce demands, your technology has to be adaptable. The Lynx approach described is about going beyond just standard solutions. They talk about customization, about co-creation stories with clients, basically stressing that you need flexibility. A rigid system, no matter how good it seems today, will probably become tomorrow's bottleneck if your needs keep changing.
Okay, so let's bring it all together for you, the listener, who might be right in the thick of this content battle. The strategic path laid out here seems to involve, well, a few key things. Adopting the right tools like MarketAware and Banner Builder, using AI smartly to help your people, not replace them, getting really serious about data quality, and using templates and good governance to scale consistently.
And if we zoom out to the bigger picture, maybe the future implied here, the source suggests a world where all this streamlining, all this tech, is ultimately there to free up human creativity. Which poses a really interesting question for you if you're a brand owner or marketer listening. If you could automate, say, 80% of the routine, high-volume stuff, the basic product variants, the standard banner resizes, the first drafts of copy, what totally new, different, high-impact strategic work would you have your human team focus on exclusively?
That shift in focus, letting automation handle the volume so humans can drive real strategic value, that seems to be the future direction this roadmap is pointing towards. A provocative thought to end on. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive. We hope these insights give you some practical ideas for your own content workflows.